Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Miss Dara Carter.
Yes, indeed.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Thank you. Hot and live in the studio.
That's my sister.
Dara Carter, my dear. So Dara, my two texts. Who is she and where is she from? that's like two of like several tonight. So she is based in Atlanta, but can be here for the right gig.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
I can
ma'am.
Be anywhere for the right gig.
Yeah. So is there any place in Atlanta where people can see you regularly?
Yes, actually, I play at the AC Buckhead Hotel, AC Hotel in Buckhead, every Tuesday night from 6 to 9 mm-hmm. every Tuesday night. That's supposed to start back up, I think, mid-July. So,
yeah.
But I'll
have
it up on my Instagram and everything.
So, yeah, we got something
coming. It would be great at the old lady gang downstairs.
Oh, yeah. I have to hook you up with DJ some more. Mm-hmm. And used to be my DJ here.
Okay.
And now she's a DJ at the old lady gang restaurant. And what is it? What's his name?
Candy and Todd.
Okay. Candy from Escape and Todd from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Well, you know, them together. Mm-hmm. She's a DJ there. So, yeah, we have to make that happen. And I got to hook you up with headliners because, see, that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the Overtown Music Festival.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's what they do.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's coming. Okay.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I just want to say this. Dara, I don't know your relationship status, but I just want to say the man that married you has married a Grammy Award winning artist.
Okay.
She couldn't control it. I couldn't either.
I couldn't control it. It was just like.
About, but I felt this.
I felt it.
And she's better in person. Because there's a way that she plays on the keyboard. She embodies the
yeah, it's in that essence. It's a beautiful vibe.
So.
I like, need her contact. Yeah. Nothing on her social media. So what is it? So that's the second one.
Yeah. So, okay, on my Instagram, I have my email there, which is, you know, where you can find me.
It's
DaraCarterMusic@gmail.com.
Okay.
And again, the Instagram's DaraCarterMusic. Well, at Dara Carter Music. And then on Facebook, it's just Dara Carter. And again, I dropped my first ever album, my debut album.
The Gem in Eye. You can just leave mine right here.
Oh, yeah.
After you sign it.
And you can find me at DaraCarter.com as well.
Awesome.
If you want to know anything about me.
Yeah, and I will put all her info up on the Facebook page. Shouts out Herb and Joya Coleman. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your beautiful text. I really appreciate it. And you know what? I called your name the other day, Herb Coleman, because, see, these are friends. We go way, way, way back, right? And so they started a new business, and we were, you know, working. He's like, I want you to try this out. It's wonderful. It is the best. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I tried it. And I was like, oh, my goodness, Herb, this is the best hair. It's the best sew-in I've ever had. And wait a minute. And so I wore it, and then I put it back. And then I wore it some more, and then I put it back. And then, okay, 3 years I have been wearing this hair. That I don't know if that company is still around, but I just want you to know that, yep, it is the very best. And I think I've done it now. You know how when you okay, maybe you all don't know, have a frame of reference for when you put your weave in too many times.
I know exactly what you mean.
What happens? Let me take this call. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Oh, maybe I should turn the phone on. You think?
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Erica, and my name is Erica, and I just got off of work, and I got, turned into you guys, and I was listening, and I wanted to just say that, first of all, I commend everybody for addressing the situation that we have in Miami, because I don't think people know how bad it is. First off, what I went through, I've been looking for a job for like the past 3 weeks. I'm highly qualified to do some of these jobs out here. They call me for an interview, but you know, the main thing that they ask me if I'm bilingual.
Do you speak Spanish?
I say, yeah, I'm bilingual. I speak Creole.
Okay, so, right.
So I said, okay, you know, is there any, is that a problem? They're like, oh, we don't need Creole bilingual. We need Spanish bilingual. I'm like, okay. So, and one of the places that did that to me was Jackson Memorial Hospital. And I was like, it hurt me because I'm like, I'm pretty much sure that the hospital don't only have Hispanic people that go there. It's a lot of people that go there. It's patients, people that go there who don't have nobody to speak Creole to them. They don't know. It's a big language barrier problem.
Right.
And that's one thing. Then I'm tired of every time they show Miami on TV, they're only showing South Beach. They're only showing Little Havana. It's
right.
Plenty of good black restaurants down here. I stay up the street from Jackson Soul Food. And
right.
I feel like they don't get enough recognition. And there's a lot of Haitian restaurants, Abongu, Alberte's in Fort Lauderdale. They don't get enough recognition. And I feel like people think the only thing that's in Miami is only the Hispanics. And to the point, my building, I stay in one of the brand new buildings that they just built in Overtown. And I kid you not, I only got five black neighbors, including me. I'm one of those people out there, five. And it's like they're whitewashing a lot of these neighborhoods out here. And we can't forget what they're going to do with the pork and beans soon.
Right.
They're going to build all those new apartments. They're going to build it and make it look very beautiful. And when it's time for those people to go back in there, for our people to go back in there, it's going to be so much. It's going to be a big deal. They have these apartments. It's like,
oh, they're not going back. You know, and that's the thing. We're not going back up in here. Trust me when I tell you that the whole concept, it was like, why would they spend all of these hundreds of millions of dollars to put the same mm-hmm. people back in it that tore them up? I mean, you know,
exactly.
That is the rationale. So, you know, but go ahead.
And it's getting ridiculous because now they're affecting people's livelihood here. It's like, it's getting real bad where they built that new mall in Brickell. And all they're asking
okay.
for is people who speak Spanish.
Right, yeah.
That's all they're asking for. And I speak Creole and Spanish. And I'm pretty sure, I don't speak Spanish. I speak Creole and English.
English, yeah.
And it's a lot of, especially the black community don't understand that it's their dollars. We the ones that spend the most dollars out here.
Yeah.
We the one that really make the world go round.
Yeah.
Because we the one that...
We spend everything we got. We don't keep nothing.
We don't care. We the ones, like, me and my sister, we have this conversation all the time. I told her, she was like, oh, you know, the building you live in, one of the commissioners pushed them to build that building.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, they pushed it to build it, but why they not regulating who they let in there? It looks like they only let in, you know, Hispanics in there. Like, I got five black neighbors, and I'm one of out of those five.
But you say, I got five black neighbors, and I'm in Overtown. Like, what I'm making sure.
And Overtown now is not the same Overtown.
It's like,
and especially Urban Week. Why are we spending our black dollars in Urban Week when they don't even respect us?
Okay, and all but told you us not to come back down there. I appreciate your call. What's your name again?
Erica. I just befriended you on Facebook, Tracy. I didn't know you guys were doing this thing. I love you guys for that. Because I thought, me and my sister, I thought we was the only ones talking about this stuff.
No, ma'am.
It's ridiculous. And it's to the point, that's why we get our degrees in Miami-Dade County.
And leave.
And half of us move out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling her, I'm going to Washington, D.C., or I'm going to New York, or I'm going to Georgia, where they respect my black dollars.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll see you in D.C.,
yeah.
All right, babe. Thanks for your call.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, you know, I have lived in, like, all the hubs now. I'm from Detroit. I lived in L.A., Atlanta, New York, And now I'm going to spend some time in Washington because I really want to go to the Smithsonian Black Museum. It's a lot of, and I've got a lot of people who that have left here and gone to D.C. or gone to that corridor. Just because there is a level of everything that she said is true. Absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. Because we've all had those conversations.
Right.
You were going to say, Dara, while you're here. Now, I lived in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody said that Atlanta was the Black Mecca. And unfortunately, I just did not feel that. I mean, I think I was a little bit ahead of my time. I was a little bit before the curve, before every other reality show was shot in Atlanta. But it felt like there were even more so were these cliques. Like, if you didn't have a clique, you just were out of gas. You know what I'm saying? There was not a lot of cross-pollination.
I can understand that. Yeah. I can definitely see that. Being in the music, I guess, clique.
Yeah, you are, but the music,
I do see a lot of Black, you know, people. But I do understand what you're saying about that whole clique thing. If you're not a part of something specific, it is hard to find, like,
your vibe. But I will say that the music clique here, I feel like, and the and the, like, theater clique here is really close. Yeah. I think that you all support each other a lot.
And the art community is kind of coming together.
Listen, Hugh's band had me scared to call him because I had him come in and play keyboards. And, you know, because we can't facilitate, you know, drums and the whole thing. And they were giving me the sleep side eye, like, wow. Don't try it, lady. What were you
going to
say?
For the support, shout out to the Black family.
We're
pretty much a collective of artists, collective of photographers, videographers, fashion designers, and shout out to Naz and Rashad who started it. And it's pretty much a bunch of creatives who's just going to support each other.
Yeah.
You have the Dream Defenders, and you have Roots Collective.
Umi and Aja,
and Roots Collective. And it's just now, me being a musician professionally for 5 years, within the past 2 years, there's a bunch of movements that are starting, and it's like, now it's cool to come together. But in Miami, in the music community, if you're not doing top 40 music, and you're not, and you're doing you're trying to have originality, no one's going to support you.
Well, yeah, there is definitely, that's always been a problem. Down here, it's kind of like, and in general, you know, I talked to you about that, about one of my dearest friends, Christian McBride, is a, you know, 3-time Grammy Award winning artist, plays the upright bass, one of, you know, the most incredible bass players on the planet. Mm-hmm. He has traveled to every country in the world, and, you know, is celebrated. He's like, you know, Prince in Norway. Yeah. But he comes here and, you know,
right.
He can only get booked at, like, Nova University.
Oh,
right. Or, you know, or University Coral Gables Congregational Church. Yeah, yeah, but it's people that, you know, respect the music. Right. Dara, you were going to say?
Yeah, I was actually going to say that's a big reason why my goal is to become an international artist, because I've just what I've heard about how they appreciate authentic music over there,
yeah,
as opposed to this fad-based music. Nothing against that. It's just, that's where I really want to be, somewhere where authentic music is appreciated. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in the studio or working on a song and someone's like, hey, why don't you change this? Because, you know, if you do it that way, it's probably not going to sell as well. And one thing I've made sure to do is stay strong with my own style, because I know my style is different. I mean, I label myself anti-genre because I don't believe in that label. I don't think you need to be one thing only, and that's why my style is very different than what a lot of people have heard, and I've had to be very strong about that the whole time I've been doing music, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to change these lyrics. No, I'm not going to talk about XYZ, and just really say, this is my sound, this is what I want, and push that. And that is very hard to do here.
Yeah.
It's very hard to do.
I mean, it's hard to do in all of the industry, you know, and if you're writing, if you're any creative, it's very difficult because everybody thinks that they have an idea of what you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and artists just in general, we're like, oh, I just want you to like it. Yeah. So part of you really wants to kind of, right, you'll spend, I can't tell you how many days I spend, maybe I should say it this way, as opposed to, Kendrick.
Yeah.
I write my wrongs and I write till I'm right with God. That was one of those lines. I was just like, okay, yep, that's it. That's it. That's the editor that I'm looking for.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like you just do it and do it until you're like, yep, he'd be okay with this. And you keep it moving.
But naturally, I think that's what people do. They're going to flock to what is familiar and popular, and then they start to hunger for authenticity. Then they find a way. Then they find their way your way. But I would say to the point about Atlanta, I stayed up there for like 2 years.
Right.
2+ years, and I had heard that Atlanta was the black Mecca.
Right.
What my experience, being from Miami, where almost had no black identity, going to Atlanta, being around so many blacks, the impression that I got wasn't that it was the Mecca. It's just it was a massive family reunion. There were a lot of black people in the same area, but that click point was huge, and it was as though they were afraid to let you in for fear of losing what they had fought so hard to get.
Exactly.
Even if it were minor, they held it above you like it was upper echelon, like they had done everything in the book, and that what you had to offer, or you even wanted to be a part of, would take that value away.
That's right. It's like this. It's this feeling of being in a familiar space, but at the same time, you're not accepted into it. So you have that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have
yes,
that.
Yes,
like,
I know that
oh,
one.
But that's black, human behavior. Why don't I feel...
included.
I don't feel included.
Why is it that there's this always something that they are using to make sure I know... No, not quite.
Exactly.
Not quite.
But you know what? That's human behavior across the board.
That's right.
That's no different from if you could put that into any group of people or any subgroup, and you're going to find human behavior. Human beings are going to be human beings. You know, and so it's unfortunate. So even here when we talk about South Florida and wanting to have a more inclusive space, you could look, because all blacks are not monolithic, you could look at... Go to Atlanta or any place else and look at a group of blacks, and you're going to have a diversity amongst black people.
Right.
And they're gonna categorize themselves and subcategorize themselves accordingly. I think people have to just, if we want to think about being inclusive, we have to think about it in all aspects, because you can't only be inclusive by excluding out others in order to be inclusive within just the black community.
Right.
And that's why I said earlier, it's not that we want...
Oh, well, I understand that, but we are more than gracious to the, what's her name? What was her name from the Food Network?
Oh.
Paula Deen. Yeah. We are very inclusive of the Paula Deens of the world that want to come and sit on the back porch and smoke cools and call people. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There is always one, and we always are like, oh, she's so funny. She don't mean nothing by that.
Mm. Man, oh, I ain't talking about them.
Vultures.
But I will say, Jill, you were spot on about one point, that there is a support in South Florida. And I don't know why it is here, but there is much more of a support here.
Well, because, you know, a drowning man will reach out for help.
Oh, well.
And if you're in the arts in South Florida, you're drowning most
support.
Of the time.
We do support. We're not making no money, but we support.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about that a lot, that we're just treading water. We're not really... You know, and eventually you just get tired. Your arms get tired, you know. And you're lucky if you have somebody that reaches out to help you now. Well, let me take this call right quick before I want to go to Shanitra. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Did I miss you? Sorry, call back. Shanitra, now you all have an organization called Fabulous Girls Rock, and it is primarily African-American, but there are others.
Yes.
In there. You have over 17,000 followers.
Yes.
And it was a very, very... The first event I did with you, well, I'll tell you quickly how we met. I'm up against the commercial again. That's a good thing, though. Amen for commercials. I was hosting the Black Girls Rock event locally. Black Girl Magic, that too. And at some club. And it was just something about them. Maybe it was the sparkles and all the little fairy dust. But it was just something about Javed and Shanitra. They just warmed up the room.
Oh, thank you.
I just gravitated over there, and we were just like hit it off like old friends. And I think that there is a genuineness to you.
Thank you.
That you bring to other situations.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things that we always try to keep very near and dear to us with everything that we do. I don't care if we're bringing you a box of cookies or if we're putting on a huge event. It's a genuineness that we want to come off. It's authentic. It's who we are. It's ingrained in us. So when people come to our events, it's not just you're coming. We want you to take away a feeling so that when you leave, it's like I have to be at every single thing else that
right.
they're doing.
And then you want to share it with other people because, wow, now, you know, it's when you're little kid
yes.
and you meet a new friend and you run home, Mommy, I meet a new friend. It's that kind of energy when you meet people that you're like, oh, yes. Like when I met all the cool creative and this whole tribe they got over there, Black Family yes. and all of them, I'm like, yes. hey, these are cute people. I like them.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's difficult to find. It's difficult to find that.
Yeah.
And when you find it, you gotta cherish it.
Indeed. And I gotta cherish this commercial. We'll be back. Chill Tracy on Hot 105.
Hot 105 is raised on R&B, 70s.
I wanna be your lover.
90s.
I just wanna take it nice.
For you to go out and find some other guy.
And now,
days are B. 24 karat magic in the air.
50 minutes of today's R&B and old school.
Every hour.
This is Miami's R&B.
Hot 105.
Is Greg a good name for a chameleon?
Searching Caribbean.
Wait, I said...
Norwegian Cruise Line has ships sailing all over the world, including the Caribbean, Bermuda, Alaska, and Europe.
Do they sail from around here?
Searching. They have ships sailing year-round from Miami.
Oh, and they have that free at sea promotion, too, so I could choose up to 5 free offers. Like free unlimited open bar.
Like is an understatement.
Or free specialty dining.
I wish I could taste things.
I could choose free shore excursions.
Don't forget me. I have a camera.
There's free Wi-Fi.
Or you could bring friends and family for free, like your wife, not Greg.
Maybe I should book a suite or the Haven and get all 5.
That's a win, 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 win. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Book now and get 1, 2, or all 5 offers for free, up to $2,500 in value. Visit ncl.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Loan amounts based on income and other qualification factors. Borrowers often use payday loans over a period of months, which can be expensive.
Need cash? If you need cash to get caught up on bills, you can now get up to $500 cash right here in Florida. Just dial **500 on your mobile phone, and we will text you a link to our store closest to you. That's right. Dial **500 and see how fast we can get you the cash you need. If you need cash fast, dial **500. If you need cash to help pay your bills or cover an emergency purchase, dial **500 now. That's **500. You can pick up your cash at a store near you or complete online. Just dial **500. The check cashing store is now the fast and easy way to get cash when you need it. For quick cash now to pay bills, dial **500 on your mobile phone so you can get your cash fast from online or one of the check cashing stores near you. To get cash fast, dial **500. **500.
Tom Jordan in the morning. The Tom Jordan Morning Show. Everybody knows it's so
What up, Red Grant?
Hey, I clap for myself. All right, get ready, Jacksonville.
You gotta like you.
Jacksonville next weekend, 7th and 8th at the, these are shows with Cat Williams?
Yeah, those are shows with Cat Williams, and then we go on this Funnest F Tour, my Red Grant Funnest F Tour, the FAF Tour. So we're doing that
Who's
all F week.
For family?
And we're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105, today's R&B and Old School.
Chicka, real chicka, rich chicka, po chicka, house chicka, field chicka, still chicka. Chicka, po chicka, real chicka, rich chicka, po chicka, house chicka, field chicka, still chicka, still chicka. OJ like, I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay, house nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga, Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger, rich jigger, po jigger, house jigger, field jigger, still jigger. Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger, rich jigger, po jigger, house jigger, field jigger, still jigger.
My name is
still jigger. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit, credit, credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 3 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to an 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all out here still taking advances, huh? Me and my dick taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't pull that money over here, yeah. Light jigger, dark jigger, faux jigger, real jigger, rich jigger, po jigger, house jigger, field jigger, still jigger, still jigger. Jigga, dog, jigga, faux jigga, real jigga, rich jigga, faux jigga, house jigga, field jigga, still jigga, still jigga.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Indeed, and welcome back to Hot Talk, 888-550-9105. Those of you who have the unedited version, the non-radio version of that song, no. I love that part, though. That's the best part. My name is OJ. I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Word.
Okay. He got his, you know, that is, those of you who know the comedian Paul Mooney, know his skit about the Jigga wake-up call.
Mm.
If you've never heard it, check it out. A couple of calls and we'll get back in. Hey, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Sorry.
Yes, my name is Andrew. I'm hanging out down in Miami and I'm from Atlanta.
And, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good.
I was checking out that sister that you have on, Dara Carter. Yeah, she's tight.
That's yes.
That was nice. So I wanted to find out some information from her because she was talking about how she was not, she was the anti, I think she called it anti-genre music, and she wanted to go international. I was trying to see what made her music like that and what the name of her album. It was Gemini. I want to know what that meant.
Yeah, the Gemini, like G-E-M-N-I.
Right.
You want to bring her mic up? Did you hear him? You heard him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that about?
Yeah.
Ms. Carter.
What was the question?
He was saying you said that your music well not the cinematic. You said it was
into genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That then he wanted to know what that meant.
Okay. So what that means? It's funny because. I've been doing music since I was 3. I started writing songs at 8. And one thing that people would always ask, it's one of the first things you hear, what's your genre? You know, I heard that when I first walked in the door today. And I always felt insecure because I couldn't pin my genre down. I'm just like, maybe I don't know enough about music to, you know. And I realized one day, you know, a genre is a label. And I understand the purpose of labels, especially in something like the music business where, you know, people want to know what type of music someone does so they can know if that's what they like or not. But at the same time, I do think it can be limiting because it can box you in and it can become your identity as a musician. And I feel like for someone like me personally, I don't write within any sort of label. But I do say that the consistency of my sound is cinematic soul because that is something that you will find across, you know, pretty much all of my songs. But as far as genre, I don't want to label myself, so I consider myself anti-genre.
That work?
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like she's got a lot of jazz in there and some soul. Yeah, so I can understand that. What's the name? What's the Gemini? What's that about?
Gemini, what is that? He said, well, she doesn't have on headphones and she's like too far away.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm just relating it to her. Because Headliners is bringing the headphones next week.
Gotcha.
He said the Gemini. What is your meaning for the title?
Well, first of all, I am a Gemini. But no, the Gemini. I named it that because you know once you get the CD and listen, you'll see that it's a journey. It's a journey throughout my life. The songs represent pretty much who I was before and growing into myself. And the songs really make you look into your own self and your own story. And I think what I love so much about my album is that it applies to anybody. You can listen to the music and really apply it to your own journey and your own story. And so it's called the Gemini because I call that essence, that soul or whatever, inside of yourself. I call it my gem. And throughout making the album, I actually found, I began finding myself, my gem, the Gemini, which was great for me because I really wrote it for other people to
that's
heal.
Awesome.
Other people. And I started, you know, a journey of healing within myself. But yeah, that's why it's called the Gemini. It's the essence inside of you that you're supposed to find in this, journey of life.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Well, thanks very much. I just think she said she was playing where in Atlanta again, so I can go check her
your
out.
Your club in Atlanta. He's in Atlanta. So
okay.
He wants to know what's the hotel? Where you are
the
in
hotel,
Atlanta?
The AC Buckhead. The AC Hotel in Buckhead.
In Buckhead. And is it anywhere else she plays other than that?
Are you anywhere other than that?
Yes, I perform a lot around the city, but that's the only thing that's pretty consistent. I perform on Edgewood and so on.
Okay,
you can find, you know, you can find wherever I'm going to be performing on my website, daracarter.com, on the page with the events. It should be listed there, so.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you answering my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Safe travels.
All right.
All right, babe.
Okay.
Later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Yes. Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Who's this?
I'm all right. I'm all right. This is Fred from Homestead.
Hey, Fred from Homestead.
All right. I know I might kind of throw it off a little bit, but I wanted to make two quick points, right?
Okay.
My first point would be, I think with black people, kind of have a certain aggression in our just because of, you know, situation that we done been through and whatnot. So, you know, with black people, we considered to be the enemies to a lot of white people, right?
Did you say, you said we have aggression in our DNA?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, I got loyalty and royalty inside my DNA.
No, I just, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think we have aggression, you know, in our DNA. We was born like that because of, you know, slavery and all that.
Right.
The second point.
Right, okay.
My second point is, I think for black people, we'll never really grow and understand each other until we really, really look deep into what Make America Great Again means. When I say that, I think basically black people birthed America, right? Then when you look at television, you see all these white people killing black cops, killing black people, and getting off, you know, they get suspended with pay, right?
Right.
Because I think they trying to, you know, get rid of us. But again, you can't get rid of what birthed America. So then you go back to slavery. Like, we had no choice but to build certain stuff. We had no choice but to work together to, you know, make freedom. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I mean when I say black people will never grow until we really understand the meaning of Make America Great.
Yeah.
It's not for white people. It's for black people.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And it's true, and I don't really know... it might have been said, it might have been us on the phone talking about, like, how do you get, I'm teaching students right now, high school kids.
And, Hot 105.
Okay. Well, thank you, Hot 105. Wherever that came, they just came out of nowhere. I'm teaching high school students, and they, many of them just don't know who they are. They just don't know the greatness that they have. They just don't. I see it in their eyes, and I hear it in their speech. And, it, you know, it kind of keeps me up at night. Like, how do you transfer that, you know? Because if they, that old saying, if you knew better, you'd do better. You know, if you knew how great the people are that got you here, then you would stop carrying yourself that way. But
they don't want us to know, though.
But Jigga does. So you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to like dig in. I mean, we have to like really. And this is a time where artists. Who was that that said? This is the time that artists must, you know, deliver in times such as these with what we have in the White House and you know how that whole thing is falling out. Hang on, let me. I guess maybe we'll just take calls to take us out. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Brother Albert.
Brother Al, how are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much. What's going on?
Hey, so the deal?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how to begin this conversation tonight.
But yes.
It's a very touchy one because you're trying to mix God and the devil, right and wrong, good and evil, positive and negative, justice and injustice. Whereas, you don't mix the two. Go out there right now tonight and take your battery, lift up your hood and car, take your battery, put the positive and negative together. They'll never be at peace. There's a difference in the nature of a red ant and a black ant.
Yes.
Who are you? If you look at the thing that has happened to us since we've been here, we've remained totally opposite of what God put into us to be. Our language.
Yeah.
The spirit that came with it.
Okay.
They say, love your
brother
and love your mother and father.
Honor your mother and father all the days of your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Everything that we should be doing, we're not doing. The messenger said, separate, get a knowledge of God and his laws and Satan and his laws, and you do God's will. Until
yes.
God is included in our obedience to God, forget it. You don't mix the two together. All who want to be right, and you're going to be successful, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And all that trying to push you to do wrong, they're going to be just the opposite. You just don't mix the two.
Right.
Look, we love people true, and people know that.
Yeah, we do. But we're a community love people. Us?
Do people love us? There's a big difference between love and hate. Never forget that.
Yes.
Right and wrong.
Yes.
God and the devil, light and darkness, the two always stay separate. There's a reason why they keep us down economically. They want to keep you poor, to keep you filled with crime. I think I told you last week about people feed off your sin.
Right, yes.
When they look
well,
up
we know
and
that.
See you killing somebody, oh, it makes them feel happy.
Right.
When you are
or
sad,
killing yourself.
They're happy. When you're happy,
right.
They are sad.
Right.
Never forget that. Now, it's them that's doing us wrong. If we was educated and was obedient to God, you won't
but
have
that's,
the problem.
Right, and that's the problem is that
I know,
you know we're not.
And we try to just because everybody's human, their blood red. What is their mind? What is their heart? What's inside of them?
Yeah. Well, that's
and you got to look at the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter. Truth means reality.
Yes.
That's all it is. Truth is reality. What you see, what you hear. What you got to experience. We are forced to live the life that we shouldn't be living. And that's where the stress and the strain come at. The messenger said the divine solution to our problem is to separate and be yourself. Stop trying to be other people. You remember years ago when we first was coming up, all the black singers used to try to have cut their hair and make it look like white people hair?
Yeah.
I mean, the wrong knowledge was going into us, and we trying to be other than ourselves. The message say no, separate and be yourself. Let your hair grow the way it's supposed to grow. Don't try to imitate others.
Right.
Put God and His righteousness and His laws into the program, and the problem gonna be eliminated. Okay, white right. people, you all this imposition okay. of authority. Why can't you do right and treat us right and be just?
Oh, that's a topic.
Can you do it?
That's it. Listen, we're gonna right. I'm gonna drop that one right there, and then we're gonna have to take that one up on the top of the show.
Thank you. So I'm just trying. Look here, this is a very difficult problem. It's not.
It
easy.
Is. No, it is. It definitely is easy.
I know,
because,
and that's why all the problems. The message is be yourself, and that's it.
Well, that's what we're doing up in here, and I thank you for always being yourself, Brother Al. Love
I'm
you, man.
Love you too. Thank you very much.
Bye. Now, it's true. I mean, you know, we all have to be on this. That's the thing. We all have to exist in this space together. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Nobody gets out of here alive. And hopefully, you know, we can enjoy some of this. Adrian, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think it's...
Oh, how about you might need a mic.
I might.
There you go.
So, but I do think it's important for us to always keep in mind that there are positive... There are uplifting, there are supportive people from every culture, from every race, from every ethnicity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
it just ain't enough of them.
No, I could agree, though. I mean, I could agree that we need more. But remember, that civil rights movement didn't move
right.
with just black people. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
so
I
just don't want people to have the impression that...
Well, okay, but Brother Al, I mean, I get what Brother Al is saying. Like, you have to separate in order to come back whole. I get that. We, mm-hmm. well, unfortunately, we can't do that. Like, we can't say, okay, all black people, let's go.
Meet us
we're
in Chicago.
We're going to go to Atlanta for a little while.
Right.
We're going to figure this out and we're going to come back. No. I mean, we just don't have... We can't do that.
But that's why I said, but inclusion
but,
has
but,
to be
but,
inclusion.
But, see, here's the thing. So Anthony Jackson and I were talking about that earlier today. But we can get together, you know, on levels that we're just not. For instance, we were talking about how there's a lot of PR agencies in this town. There's just a lot of black PR popping up because, of course, mm-hmm. Fabby and that whole thing. brought up the idea of publicists, right? And so...
So people have just decided to be publicists now? Because
No. They were always there, and a lot of people are out here doing, you know, really good work. However, the game has changed. Mm-hmm. When Beyoncé can go on Instagram and drop her album, she done just killed 40 jobs right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. So when that happens, what we done, just like Jay-Z said... You know, what's better than spending all that money in a strip club? Credit.
Credit.
Just, you know, you have to be able to, right, you have to be able to look at, you know, what's coming and be like, how do I stay in business? Right. And so we were talking about the fact that if you see what's happening and all of these agencies can't stay open, what prevents these agencies from getting together and saying, okay, let's form a consortium or consortium. Mm-hmm. Is that the word?
Consortium. Yeah, you can say consortium or consortium.
Right? Okay. So you got, because none of you all, let me just take them for PR for instance. None of you all really do the same thing. Suzanne is like concerts and stuff like that. Yvette Harris is film and art and Mosaic Group. She's like got all the city municipalities, stuff like that. Maroney, Anthony, he's got the brands, he's got the liquor companies, and all Digigrass, they're, you know, and all of the tech love. So if all of you all got together to do business, you'd be unstoppable. You'd have a powerhouse agency, but it will never happen. That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, how has that not come? Because each one, J. Nick, we ain't forget about you. Yes, I did. you did not return. He was in this mix. He didn't return a phone call. Jay.
Well, the one thing that's, you know, kind of disconcerting to me, you know, having a PR agency is I've, you know, worked with a lot of very, like, amazing Jessica. Events. And you know, companies and restaurants and so forth. But if you had, sometimes you have an amazing event that you feel the world should know about.
Right.
But when you send your press release to the media, you know, a lot of times they're just not interested.
Or you don't, or you send a flyer. I told Yvette Harris I was going to do a panel on how to get press. One, do not send me your flyer. Okay. The one thing, we get so much stuff constantly. And so, you know, a lot of cream rises.
She grated her teeth on that word constantly.
For real. You know, a lot of stuff cream rises to the top. So if you adhere to the laws of PR and you send a document that can be edited, then nine times out of ten, your stuff is going to get on. You're going to send enough, you're going to send the visuals they need, send some video, send a photo, send the tags for the pictures, and make sure that your document is, don't send a PDF that nobody, when you think about it, you are moving so fast, right? You want to send something that me or Tracy Claude or whoever gets it. It's like, oh, I can just cut, paste, stick, move this around, re-edit this, boom, I'm on the air in 5 minutes. Instead of, you sent me a flyer to my phone. Okay.
Oh, you know that.
It's going to be right
that's
there.
That's inappropriate. But, you know, a lot of times you send...
No, wait. Girl, I put it on Facebook. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's not a PR agency.
But there's a lot of, you know...
Facebook is not a PR agency.
Even when you send all those things, all the proper things and proper agencies, a lot of times they'll say, okay, we're going to cover it, and then an hour before it's time for them to either show up or do whatever they're supposed to do for you, oh, well, such and such just happened on the other side of the town, and we don't have enough people to cover it, and automatically it's just like dismissed. But, you know, sometimes, which is sad to say, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's
now
true.
They will make a way to the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah. But then you know that. You know how the beast works.
Mm-hmm.
If it bleeds, it leads, indeed. If there's crime and drama in the black community, here we come. Because it fits into the narrative that they are trying to produce. If the black community did not produce so much crime, then there would not be as many advertisers on news programs.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but it's true. So it is up to us to make sure you change that narrative. Mm-hmm. And you do. You have to stalk people. You have to find creative ways. I can't tell you how many people have sent me music. First of all, I'm not a program director. Okay, I can't get your music played right. on the radio. Mm-hmm. Secondly, though, if you really want some attention, then you send it to the person who really can get it played and do just a little research. Who are they? What do they do? What do they like? What do they eat? If I send them flowers, do they eat almonds? Anything that's going to get them to open what you sent.
Right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, it's a package. Don't send nothing in an envelope. If you walk past our mailboxes right now, they're filled with envelopes, okay? Yeah, it's just too much coming at one time.
Right.
So you have to really be creative, and you got to do the work.
Send a big box.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen.
I'm going to tell
y'all right now, because I know he's asleep. Phil Michaels loves Michael Jackson and Star Wars and Prince. Be creative. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, maybe we should do that, because those are the things that I can't tell you how many CDs I get. There's no contact information on the back. Is that this one up here? I got several. And then no phone number, no email address, no, you know, I'm like, okay, so how is somebody supposed to find you? Unless you're Dara Carter, they're going to hunt you down. Because who is this? You know.
I will say, though, I really do appreciate that advice, because being an indie artist, there's so many things you have to do and processes, and it's hard to know everything. So, you know, these little pieces of information you're giving, it's very, like, that's something that I'm personally starting to really look into and research, because I can be good at what I do all day, but if I don't have the right plan and strategy and I don't present myself the way I should, it's not going to work for me. So I really appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. And there is maybe we'll do that, because there is, you know, there's so much knowledge that haven't been in this game 20 years.
Things, a lot of times, like, businesses need to, you know, hone in on that portion. They may have a great product.
Oh, yeah.
But the business side, you know, returning of phone calls.
Yeah.
Proper invoicing.
Or return a phone call.
Return a phone call, people.
Well, no. They return a phone call. They call you, you know, at 8:30, you know, Monday morning, and they call you back at 10:45 p.m. Okay, I'm sorry. First of all, I don't know how you got my cell number. Secondly, you never make a business call at 10:45 at night.
Correct.
It's ridiculous.
Between 10 a.m. You know, and 4 p.m.
That's bill collectors. Okay? Hey, we're going to catch them at home.
Or send a text and ask what is the best time to contact you.
They'll mess up and answer the phone.
Straight
but yeah, out. So it's that. There's several others, but I'm thinking about... We're going through show ideas. Doing strange things for some change. Because there are a lot of people in this town doing that. And what about, we didn't get a chance to talk about Khaled.
That's called Ubering.
No, I don't. I know there's stranger things people are doing for change. We didn't get a chance to talk about Callum, that Impact 17, and how, you know, I'll say it again, I still love you. My brother don't speak to me no more because he mad because I interviewed his daughter. That's a whole other story. I was trying to have a difficult conversation. Didn't work out. But I still love you, Luther Campbell. But how did Khaled have that event and not have Luke on stage? That's the only reason why we all know who Khaled is.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of Luther Campbell. And, you know, and that is a malady of this town. It happens quite often.
Yeah, people are
everybody worked there. Everybody worth their salt in this town has come through Luke. I came through Luke. Everybody, name them, they came through Luke Records. So, you know, no matter what, no matter how many times he cussed you out over that loudspeaker, there's just a certain reverence. Debuts at number one. The album is the bomb. But a lot of it is bounce music from right here, and nobody's on it.
But how
you not
Miami,
put one, not
Miami
one.
Artist is on it. And the thing is, we're like, oh, yeah, DJ Khaled. But this is our music. This is our culture.
Yeah. I mean, and he's a part of it. And he could have put somebody on. There's so many people that put Khaled on.
It don't cost.
You know what I'm saying? We all know. I mean, and especially in the reggae community.
It don't cost.
So many people that show.
I'm going to Jamaica now looking artists.
Huh? Wait, what'd you say?
say all of them going to Jamaica now to look at
artists. To look for artists, yeah.
It's a money thing now.
Yeah. And, I mean, you can't just...
But it don't cost a lot. It don't cost a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to know why he did not... why he didn't put anybody on. And where's Ace Hood? Why wasn't Ace Hood somewhere on that album?
That's his artist.
I know that, but Ace Hood is not on this Grammy Award. That album is funk. It is hot. And, I mean, you know, but Shining... And the one with Drake, come on now, that's pounds. I'm like,
that's us.
That's us all day.
I grew up
anyway,
joking to that. All
and
that.
This is us. We got to get out of here. Thank you. Everybody, give yourself a hand.
So went by so fast.
Good show. Yeah. I know. Thank you so much, Dara Carter. Thank you so much for coming and joining and blessing us.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to see you again very soon because I got some phone numbers for you before we hang up. Big Hube in the building. You know, my Superman again. Thank you, boo.
Well, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
He said, that's what I do.
The whole team, Black Family, Elements.
Shout out to all my Elements. Cedric Dawkins. Well, thank you. You survived being a full-fledged guest on Hot Talk.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you were here. You'll have to come back, Mr. Adrian Carter.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you know, we were able to introduce the book. We will get a chance to practice the principles soon because there are many conversations that we need to have in this community. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's one love. We all
definitely
want to be
love.
Loved, respected, take care of ourselves and each other. So, from us to you, love you mean it. Talk to you next Sunday. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Who I ever was and who I tried to be, they're asking me how I made it out this far. Apprehension means to confiscate my dreams, and I'm wondering how I made it out this far, far. How I made it out this far, far. Like a bird sifting through the wind, and I'm wondering how the hell did I move on. I wish to realize and move into my time, and I wish to know how the hell did I move on. Oh, how the hell I move on, on. Dragonfly, spread your wings. You only live one day. Hey, dragonfly, spread your wings. You only. Go on. You must go on, you must go on. You must go on, you must go on. You only live one day. Have one life to live, don't mix it in the snow. Hey, well, darling, don't you get bored. On a cold winter's night, in the lion's den we fall. Dragonfly.
Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com. Open a Unity Savings account for just $100.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.